A story from Rex Barker. A long time ago, a king offered to an artist a huge reward who would paint the best picture of peace. Peace. Well, many artists entered that contest, and the king looked at all the pictures, but there were only two that he really liked. One picture was that of a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror, with peaceful mountains all around it. Overhead was a blue sky with fluffy white clouds. Now everybody who saw this picture thought it was the perfect picture of peace. Well, the other picture had mountains too, but these were rugged and bare, and above was an angry sky. Rain was falling. There was lightning in the sky. And down the side of a mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. When the king first took a look at it, it didn't seem peaceful at all. But when he looked closely, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing up out of the rock. And in that bush, a mother bird had built her nest. There in the midst of the rock and the angry water sat the mother bird on her nest, in perfect peace. Do you know which picture the king chose? Well, he chose the second picture. You want to know why? He explained. He said, because peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise or there is no trouble, where there is no hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all of those things and still be calm in your heart. Yes, yes, said the king. That is the real meaning of peace. And Rex Barker concluded, we're not put into the world to hide in a cave, but rather to create life right there in the chaos of the universe and to refine the world in that process. That, he says, creates true peace. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.